You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 263. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Well, hey there, you amazing human, and welcome back to another awesome episode of the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. I'm your host, Ange, from Angela Henderson Consulting, where I'm an international award-winning business consultant and coach who helps women around the world make more money by creating a personalized business strategy and mastering their mindset so they can create a business and life they love and want to show up for every single day. This last week, I've been the absolute sickest I have been in years. Even at time of recording, my voice still isn't fully there. I can't hear out of my ears. My throat is itchy. I mean, everything is just a bit of a hot mess. And in this episode, I'm going to be a bit vulnerable. I'm going to share with you my doubts and how my mindset was impacted over last week and so much more. And quite frank, I wanted to share this with you and this rawness because I feel in business, so often you only see the good as you're scrolling on those Instagram feeds and as you're listening to podcasts, and you only see that, do you know what I mean? Happy, 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 joy, joy. But the reality of it is running a business is hard, add being sick, and things can even feel harder, my friend. So this last week wasn't easy. In fact, it was fucking exhausting on so many levels. I also share how my business continued on, even though I was sick as a dog. And I hope that this will give you some insight as to what you might want to explore for your own business. Where do I begin? To start, I had a 40.3 degree temperature. I was taking Panadol and Nurofen, or what you might call in America, Tylenol and say Advil. And it wasn't budging. I wasn't able to get out of bed. Every part of my body was fucking aching, like everything, even my freaking pinky toe was aching. I also had no immediate family here in Brisbane, and I don't on any given week to take care of me, including my boyfriend who lives an hour away. And I had to cancel all client calls, all podcasts that I was asked to be on as a guest, my own podcast recordings that I had in place, website consultations for my new website that's being built. And as I said, I was literally the sickest that I've been. My team also knew how sick I was because they almost fell over when I told them that I needed everything to be canceled. And they're like, Ange, A, you must be sick because you never get sick. And B, you never cancel client calls. So this must be serious. So who knows? I've been getting a lot of questions like, where did you get sick from? Was it COVID? I mean, gosh only knows who I got sick from. My boyfriend Grant was sick. Chloe, my daughter, had been sick the week before. I'd also just ran my sold-out three-day women in business retreat. The night after my sold-out women in business retreat, I had approximately, I think it was 25 to 30 other business owners there for a private cocktail party at the Gold Coast. I mean, I was around lots and lots of people, not to mention I was going out to restaurants, et cetera. So who knows where I got the illness? What I do know is that it wasn't COVID. But what I also do know is it's not only knocked me around physically, but also emotionally and spiritually and mentally. One of the things that I had to remember that when I was sick is that our bodies and our minds are pretty much forced to slow down. We are forced to take a break from the day-to-day grind and busyness of life and being a mom, potentially being a dog or cat owner, being a husband, a partner, a wife, whatever. And what I've personally found this last week in this forced stillness was that I was actually given an opportunity to reflect on my life and the choices that I've been making. I even began to reflect and question my priorities and whether I've been living in alignment with my values. And as you know, I'm a huge, huge, huge believer of alignment. And this was a really great opportunity, despite how sick I was, to really start assessing and again, just question myself, am I in alignment in business and life in my community? In addition to being able to look at alignment, also gain new insights and perspectives on relationships that I'm in, relationships that I might need to let go of in regards to friendships and people in my family. Also had time to really look at my goals and my purpose and not only just look at like the next 30 days, but the next 5 years. And I had so many other what the fuck am I doing moments during this last week of illness. And did I mention tears? Oh, I cried. And I cried, and even now I'm a little bit emotional, and I cried some more. And at one stage, I couldn't stop crying. I didn't even know why the hell I was crying, other than clearly my body needed it, and I needed it. I just needed a cry. The release of the tears felt good. They felt needed. They felt warranted. It felt soothing in so many ways. But then that Mr. Fucking Doubt, or Mrs., entered my mind. The doubt of not doing enough for my kids, the doubt of not doing enough for Grant, my boyfriend, the doubt of not doing enough for my clients, the doubt was real. And for an entire afternoon, that fucking doubt consumed me. I don't know about you, but doubt sucks ass. Enoughness sucks ass. But yet it is so common in women in business. In fact, 97% of our subconscious brain and the decisions we make are around enoughness, belonging, and safety. And so enoughness was very present in my world over the last week, and it's brought me to some things that I'll need to work on in future. Also, this last week was really important about being able and understanding the importance of receiving. You might think, what the hell, Ange, does receiving have to do with being sick? And for me, it was a massive, massive breakthrough. You see, receiving help or compliments has never been easy for me. I've always been taught to just keep going. I'm also a strong woman by trade. You know, that's just in it in me. And I've always just done things like check the oil in my car, change a tire, buy a car brand new from the car lot, put together all the furniture in my home. I just get on with it, do it, figure it out. So this week when Grant, the boyfriend, messaged me and asked if he could come around to take care of me, if I'm truthful, my body went into flight or fight. I fucking froze. I was like literally shaking when I received his message. Why? Because not even my ex-husband of 20 years or other partners that I've dated have truly ever taken care of me. I mean, willingly, it was never a priority for them because they were so self-consumed. So this realization itself was a bit of a slap in the face moment for me. But Grant's love and support was equally overwhelming for my nervous system. I even said to him, Grant, I want to say no. I want to tell you I'm fine. I want to be strong. But deep down, I know I need to allow you in my world to take care of me. I know I need to be able to learn to receive from you. And I said to him, I do want you to take care of me. I do want you around. So I said yes. And trust me, it was one of the hardest yeses I had to say, accepting and receiving his help. He drove an hour to my house because he lives an hour away. He arrived with fresh pink roses. And if you know me well enough, you know that pink is my favorite color. And as I laid on the couch, I watched him delicately cut the roses one by one and place them into the jar. He then proceeded to take care of Grateful, my British bulldog, playing with her, cuddling her, giving her treats, etc. And then he came over and just held me and placed his hand on my heart. Later on that night, he then tucked me into bed, kissed me goodnight, and left around 4 a.m. to head to work. Even now, it brings tears to my eyes, not from a place of sadness, not at all, but from a place of happiness. And, you know, I encourage you as the listener right now, my friend, to think about where are you lessening your world or lessening yourself because you don't want to receive. Or maybe you haven't learned to receive, or maybe you haven't learned to ask for help. But what I can tell you is that I want more of being able to receive. And when I talk about receiving, it's not just about receiving love or receiving compliments. It could also be where are you maybe not receiving money in your business. Receiving is so important from a profitability perspective. And I'm glad that though I was sick, I had this breakthrough. There's also no doubt in my mind that receiving his love and support helped me to turn a corner. My fever broke that night and things started to turn, like I said, for the better. Then my team. Without my team and systems, I would have made it, of course, because that's what we do in business. But it would have been at a significant cost. I probably would have been sicker for longer, etc. Now, please note, I've been in business for almost 13 years, and I have a team now. I didn't always have a team. It was just me and those four walls and a computer. But because I have team, they were able to cancel all my appointments. They were able to rebook all my appointments. They were able to come up with solutions without me. They were able to manage my inbox, etc. Team and systems came through for me while I was sick. And so what have I learned collectively since being the sickest I've been in a very long time? I've learned, one, embrace the stillness. You know, give yourself time to truly reflect. And I want you to think about, where are you infusing stillness into your life and business now as a preventative measure versus when you are forced to do it? Two, cry. When was the last time you cried? Crying is good. It's powerful, soothing, and has so many benefits. Don't keep it locked up, even though that's what society tells us to do. Let it out. Let it fall out and embrace the crying. Three, be open to receiving. Where are you allowing yourself to receive help from others? Where are you receiving compliments? Or where are you allowing people to pay you for your services? Receiving is so important to opening up our heart and so much more goodness. Four, I've also learned that I've got some inner work to do around doubt and enoughness. And also just looking at my values. This inner work and constant healing is never done. Let me repeat that. The healing is never done. It is something constantly I'm working on. And as I get sick, or as I grow, or as I evolve, or I step into my higher self, like I said, the healing is never done because something will always pop up. And lastly, team. Do you have a team in place? And if not, do you need a team? Why? Because not everyone needs a team. But if you do need a team, how could you start outsourcing in your home or business to free up your time? Do you have systems in place? SOPs, otherwise known as standard operating procedures. We all start somewhere. But a team and SOPs will be the thing that will allow you to grow, allow you to be a sustainable business, and allow you to take off sick days. That's right. Allow you to take off sick days and just sit in that stillness. I didn't expect this last week to go the way it did, but I've embraced the sickness. It's been a powerful reminder to take care of myself and to make the necessary changes to create a more fulfilling and meaningful life than what I already have. Well, being sick is never desirable, but it did offer me a valuable chance for self-reflection and growth. Oh, and the last thing this week has taught me, the continuation and the power of gratitude. Every day I practice gratitude and have now for the last few years. And I did this while I was sick too, because it's essential for cultivating a positive and healthy mindset. Even on that day where it was fucking doom and gloom and doubt and enoughness was pretty much what lingered for the afternoon, I still looked at gratitude at the end of the day. For me personally, when I focus on what I'm grateful for, I shift my attention away from what I lack or what's going wrong in my life and instead focus on the abundance of goodness that already exists. This simple practice and shift always seems to help me reduce my stress and anxiety about a certain situation, and instead, like I said, forces me on increasing my feelings of happiness and overall well-being. I personally am grateful today for feeling better than I was yesterday. I'm grateful for the love and support from Grant. I'm grateful for my team. And remember, sickness, bad days, or anything in between, stay strong, my friend, because there is always a rainbow at the end of a storm. Sending love and light your way. From Brizzy, Australia, much love, Ange. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.